Two of US President Donald Trump's envoys have traveled to Israel on Monday to shore up the tenuous ceasefire that's holding in Gaza. US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about developments in the region. The visit comes a day after the fragile deal faced its first major flare-up as Israel threatened to halt aid transfers and Israel's military killed at least 45 Palestinians, many of them children, in strikes across Gaza. Israel claimed Hamas killed two Israeli soldiers, which the militant group denies. The Israeli military said it resumed enforcing the ceasefire late on Sunday and that aid deliveries would resume on Monday through multiple crossings after Israeli inspection. Footage by the Associated Press showed aid trucks driving through the rubble in Gaza's southern city of Khan Yunis. As aid trickled in, many Gazans complained that the supplies were barely enough for a few days. There is concern among Palestinians about how much aid Israel is letting into Gaza, a key part of the agreement. I'm Karen Shemas.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.